Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So the Texas Education Agency has set out some guidelines for schools reopening in the fall, and you all are trying to make sense of that. Not that it doesn't make sense, but you're trying to figure out how to work those guidelines into what you want to do with the Commerce ISD.
Yes, sir. You know, it's been one of those years where we make a million plans and then hope to use some of them.
So one thing locally in Commerce ISD, and I expect a lot of other districts around Texas are going to be doing this as well, you're going to be sending out a survey to parents very soon, and you're going to be asking them, do you want your child to be in school, in class, in the traditional way, or do you want your child to be at home and receiving some sort of online instruction?
Yes, sir, because we're going to offer both, but at the same time, we need to get a really good idea of what our numbers are going to be so that we can figure out how we need to staff each one of those, because the staffing for at-home learning is going to be completely different than a brick-and-mortar school. So we will be sending that survey out sometime in the next couple of days, and once people get that and once we get numbers, then we can start, you know, tailoring these plans that we have to where we can use our staff to meet the needs of what our parents and our students are requesting.
And the parents are going to have roughly until July 1st, thereabouts, to respond to the survey?
Yes, sir. We're going to try and get it done before July 1st. That gives us, you know, with school starting on August the 4th, that gives us about a month to try and make sure we have everybody in place, because it takes time to get schedules done, get kids scheduled into classes, get teachers scheduled where they're going to be. So just all that planning process, whereas normally we have a whole summer to do it, we're going to be trying to do it all in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. August 4th is the starting date for school.
Yes, sir.
Is that pretty typical of other districts around the area, or is it a little earlier? Or?
I'm guessing that, and this is not so much the area, but looking at some of the state information,
right,
I've gotten, about half the districts in the state have moved up the start of school in one way or the other. So, yes, and it's really only about a week earlier than where we were starting.
Yeah.
Some schools have been much more drastic than that. Some schools are planning on starting in July, actually the third week of July,
yeah,
and going to more of a year-round model. We're not doing that. We're just trying to build in flexible times to where we can adapt to different situations as we go through this year. We truly believe this coming year is going to be a year of change. It already has been, and we think that that's going to continue.
We're talking with Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. Now, I see with the TEA, they are going to count students who are receiving online instruction into your attendance figure, so that's good news for you.
Yes, sir. That helps a lot. At the same time, there are some requirements for that. You know, so for example, a high school student is still going to have to be able to be online and connected with a teacher for 240 minutes a day. So that's 4 hours. So we've got to find time in the day for teachers to be able to be online and with students for 4 hours. So that's when I talk about having to staff things different way. That makes a major change in our staffing.
Mm-hmm. TEA is going to provide a lot of the things needed, such as masks and hand sanitizer and so forth, but they're not necessarily requiring the use in particular of masks.
Yes, sir. A lot of that's going to be left up to the local school districts, and ultimately a lot of that will be determined by local jurisdictions. So some county judges, I think, are going to make some determinations there actually for the school districts. But we have been, you know, as we've gone this summer, we knew that we were going to need all the PPE possible. So we've been ordering some just on a consistent basis, to use. And we're even having to use a lot of it right now with a lot of our summer UIL programs that are already going on.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that. But you made a decision then as to whether kids in class and teachers would wear masks most of the time, or are you still working on that?
We're still working on that, because that's actually a decision that we'll have to make in conjunction with our county officials, because they can mandate what we're going to do. So we'll be in discussions with them. It's not just we decide what we're going to do. We sort of have to work with others.
Yeah. So we've had athletic training going on now for a couple of weeks, I guess. How's that going? Have you had any problems with it so far?
We have not had any problems. Everything's gone really smooth. It's actually our highest turnout, at least in the last 5 years. So I think those kids sitting at home for a while, they've been a little excited to get out and do something. So we've had a huge turnout for our summer strength and conditioning programs. And watching, I was up at the high school just yesterday and walked back there through the back and saw all those kids working. It was really uplifting to see all those kids at school and actually being kids.
Yeah. Now, did you say they're wearing masks at least some of the time? I don't know if you could do it all the time, but
yes, some of the time. Now it's difficult to, you know, if you're doing sprints, it's pretty hard to wear a mask when you're sprinting.
Yeah, especially in this heat.
But you know, that we talked about PPE. Well, we bought enough PPE to where, like, a kid lifts. As soon as they're done lifting, they have the PPE there to wipe everything down before the next person even comes up. Mm-hmm. So our coaches are doing a real good job of trying. They want those kids there as much as we want them there and as much as the kids want to be there. So we're doing everything we can to make it as safe as possible so that we don't have to shut down like some of the other school districts have had to do.
Do you expect football to go forward in the fall on schedule?
I do not know. I think, at least for me right now, the largest possibility would be that there's football, but there's not fans in the stands.
Boy, interesting.
But it'll all depend. Things can change, as we know, in today's world. Things can change in a month.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts.
Yes,
Charlie,
sir.
We'll be back in contact with you soon. So thanks for the time. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.